There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasili. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now. All right.
Hey, everybody.
We got a show for you tonight. We are talking about Sagittarius, a very powerful astrological sign. And we're also talking about live, explore, learn to live your life, because all the Sagittariuses I know, hint, hint, are very daring people who are not afraid to seize life and take that extra chance. And I'm referring to my illustrious and amazing co-host, Dr. Pat Vasili, who is a world-renowned behavioral psychologist, the founder of the Transformation Network, the host of the award-winning, long-time-running The Dr. Pat Show, course, co-host of The Psychic and the Doc. And this is a call-in show, and I like something, Dr. Pat, you came up with. We have a new kind of motto: The Psychic and the Doc are on the clock. And so we are here to take your calls, and the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Call in and share with us what you're going through now. This is the holiday season.
Yeah.
Some people like to call it Stressmas, but...
That's a new one.
You never heard Stressmas?
Wait, let's talk about it for a minute. So here we're doing the show, right? And I'm here, and Linda's, I'll be back. Both of us are going to be back. Okay, but this little dog, right? Little Sadie is Karen's dog, and she sits with me all day long, right? The show, and I'm talking to clients. I don't know what it was. It's like you came on, and she put herself smack right down there. And then I said, Linda, what does Sadie want? Just wanted to get in my lap. But say hi to Mark. Say hi to Mark. Okay. Even though you're not a Sagittarius.
Yeah. Sadie.
And so when you're talking about that, I think animals feel it. I think we're calling things in. But Mark, can I ask you, Stressmas, did you say that?
Okay. I did.
We got a great show. Now, yes, I am a Sagittarian, but part of what's happening is the ruling planet, which is Jupiter. And astrologically, there are a lot of changes that are happening as we go into 2024. This show, for all of you listening, this is for you. This is about change and transformation. But it's also one other show. May I add this? I've gotten a couple of calls lately, a couple of emails, and there's something interesting going on, Mark, and I hope you're going to talk to it tonight. People are feeling disrespected. See, that term dissed is disrespected. They're feeling disrespected, underappreciated. I'm summing it up in like three words. You can't really sum like 5 hours of conversations in this show. But they're feeling this sense of, I'm not appreciated, I'm not respected, and that's not self-worth. That is happening because we are all right on the edge. Yeah. And when we're on the edge, we get edgy. And sometimes things are said that shouldn't be said. Today's show is to clear all that out.
I couldn't agree more. And the thing is, Dr. Pat and I don't always agree, which is part of what's fun, because we have divergent opinions on on approaching things. But this time of year, it's the holiday season. And, you know, idealistically, we should all be living in a Hallmark movie for the next, you know, 2.5 weeks where, you know, everything's happy and family gets together and nobody quarrels and there's no stress and dynamics, let alone people who are coping with the loss of a loved one. Then, you know, I call it stressmas because there's all this stress. There's financial stress. There's traveling stress. There's getting together. There's all these things that we have to make this one fabulous, incredible day. And if it doesn't turn out like, you know, the Hallmark movie, then people get, you know, annoyed. And people tend to, when they are stressed, to say things that can be very hurtful. Yeah. And that's what why we're here. We want to provide a safe forum for people to call in. And, you know, let's face it, the holidays can be very stressful. But what is the reason for the holiday? Leaving the religious aside, it's celebrating the people you love. It's family. It's getting together. It's sharing a meal. Unfortunately, it's turned into this, I have to get all these expensive gifts. You know, initially when people started celebrating Christmas, they would give, like, you know, back in the olden days, an orange, because oranges were hard to come by, or some chocolates, little tiny gifts. And now it's turned into, you know, you got to buy these things that cost thousands of dollars and all that. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But let's focus on what it's about, which is the ultimate gift, the gift of each other.
And you know why I like talking about this? And today's show is about it. We're going to go right to the phones. Mark and I are going to cut our opening a little bit short. The thing I love about this is there are a lot of things that people think about when it's this astrology moment, right? And Mercury's in retrograde. Every year I have to deal with that. It is, but it's not a problem. So we're taking your calls. We're going to take a very short break. And when we come back, we're going right to the phones. One of the things I want y'all to keep in mind is, and this is what Mark and I really do believe in, there are ups and downs, but this show in particular is where we are going to hold the highest respect for you so that you might be able to grab that back for yourself. Because this energy that's going on of not appreciating or not even getting to find out what there is to appreciate, we have to shift that energy as we go into 24. Because, you know, what did Forrest Gump say? Stupid is as stupid does, which means you know better and you're not really holding the vibration. And I'm going to tell you, when you go to that place of respect, it's so powerful. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. When we come back, Sag is in the house. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to create your marvelous life? As women, we can feel the pressure to make sure everyone else is okay before we take care of ourselves. That needs to stop. Hi, I'm spiritual coach Lori Jonas, and I'm empowering women to unleash their authentic selves and live marvelously. It's time to get clear on what you want in life. Check out my blog, coaching packages, manifestation journal, my book, The 5 L's of Living Marvelously, and more on my website, livingmarvelously.com.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the psychic explorer. And I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back, and we're going to go to the phones in just a minute. But Rocky pointed out, Rocky's one of our producers, and she pointed out that tonight and tomorrow night is the Geminid meteor shower. So for all you people who like astrology and astronomy, between midnight and 2 a.m., if you're gazing at the star, you know, at the sky, you're going to see a spectacular meteor shower. And I think these things are always, I mean, these are some of the wonders of the universe to see something like that. So anyway, so we got Mercury in retrograde. We're in Sagittarius. Christmas is coming up. The winter solstice is 1 week from tonight. And the psychic and the doc are here right before the Geminid meteor shower. Hey, is this a sign or what?
How does it get any better than this, right?
It from a astrological standpoint, I don't think it does.
You know, I saw somebody that I hadn't seen in a long time, and they looked at, we did like a Zoom, and they said, "Wow, like you really got white fixed." I said, "No, I pay a lot of money to get this color, people." Right? They said, "Why?" I said, "Well, I just felt the vibe for 2024. They said, "Pat, you got like this dark hair, da da da." I said, "I know, but I'm feeling Billy Idol right now. A little rebel yell."
Sierra, I said, yeah.
Oh my God. But the callers are like, "Please put me on the phone. Sierra, let's go." Who do we have?
First caller is Denise from Utah. Denise from Utah, you are live.
Hi, Denise. Welcome to the Psychic and the Doc. How are you, Denise?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing really good. Now, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on my cell phone. I'm not on speaker.
Beautiful. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, I just have a question. I know we don't have that much time, but in 2017, I'm 48 now, but in 2017, I got pregnant. I was 3 months and then the heartbeat stopped. I wasn't trying to get pregnant. I have three adult children in their 20s, and I've been with their stepdad for 17 years now, so me and him don't have kids together. He has kids with other people, and my three are from my ex-husband. So we weren't trying to get pregnant, never thought I would again. And then in 2018, I got pregnant again, and I found out it was a girl. I was 1 week away from being six months pregnant, had the ultrasounds. We had a name picked out. I was going to start buying clothes, but I had a feeling like, what if this happens again? The heartbeat's going to stop. But the farther along I got, I felt more comfortable that maybe it wouldn't happen again. And so when I went to the doctor, I had a large cyst on one of my ovaries. And the doctor that I was seeing said I should have surgery to have it removed, even though I was pregnant, because she said it could grow bigger and burst, and then it could be dangerous for me and the baby. So I was confused. I didn't know what to do. She said I could wait till after, but she would recommend to have it just so it doesn't keep growing. So So I had an MRI and I felt really weird. I just had a bad feeling when I had the MRI. I felt the baby move like a week before that and up until the MRI. And then the next day after the MRI, I started bleeding just out of the blue. I went to my gyno and they did an ultrasound and the heart stopped. And so my question is, I know this might, you might not know the answer to this, but my question is, I just don't understand why that happened twice. And I wasn't trying to get pregnant. Like I said, I have three adult children. Me and him were not trying to, and I was shocked that it even happened. And the doctor doesn't know why the heart stopped again. So that's like two babies, but me being almost 6 months, I thought, okay, it's not going to happen again. But I just always wondered, like, I don't understand why that even happened to me. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't actively trying to get pregnant.
Totally. We understand that.
Yeah.
Let me open up to frequency and see if any of your loved ones in spirit can address that, you know, because
thank you.
Obviously, you know, you are not alone in something like this happening. Now, that is hardly consolation because no one should have to go through what you're going through. And even though, you know, you said, you know, we weren't trying to get pregnant. Well, you did. Okay, and you're a mom, mm-hmm. You've got kids already, and obviously you're a very kind and loving person, and this is devastating. So let's see if we can get in touch with any of your folks. Okay, now I'm getting a female energy coming through, but an older woman. Okay, so this is not the baby. The baby may come through, or they may come through at some point. Excuse me. Okay. And this woman, she is connected to you through your mother's side of the family. She could be on the grandmother. She could be on the great-grandmother level because I see her like two steps above your generation. She was quite old when she passed. She could easily have been around 90, 90, 92, because she keeps showing me 92, and that could be 1992, or that could be an age. And with her, she was a bright woman, hardworking woman. I'm not getting that she was necessarily an educated person, but that has nothing to do with her raw intelligence. A lot of common sense, a lot of knowledge. And just prior to passing, I'm getting that she was having difficulty with mental focus, mental clarity, but she lived up to a ripe old age. And then there was a decline and it wasn't real long. And I do feel the fluid build up in my lungs, which could be a pneumonia or congestive heart failure. Okay. Do you recognize this person?
Yes. You know, it's really strange. So I've never met my mom's mom. She died when I was little, but my dad's mom died at 92 and she had the mental decline right before she died.
And okay, this is her. Yeah, this is her then. We always go with your interpretation over mine. And she died at 92 and she's giving me 92. Okay, so we got her and wow. Was the first child that you lost, the heart stopped, was that a male? Was that a boy?
The first one, I was only like three and a half months, so I didn't find that out yet.
That's okay. Hold on. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. Okay. All right, hold on. Because this spirit is got a male energy, a baby, and the female.
Oh, my
God. She's with your two children. So the first one was a male. One was a female. And they're telling me that first off, this was absolutely not your fault. And you know that, but they want to take that sense of guilt away from you. I want them to tell me why this happened. They're telling me that, and once again, not your fault, that there was an issue with the hormone regulation in your body as well as in their fetal bodies. And that's the cause. There was something going on with the hormones, and there was a hormone that kicked in that basically, or didn't kick in, that sent both of the babies into cardio failure. Now, so that's the how Now let's see if they can give us the why. And then we'll go to Dr. Pat. Hold on.
Okay.
The reason I'm hesitating here, because I'm trying to assimilate and absorb the message so that I can explain it to you.
That's okay.
As brutal as this may sound, this was, it's like a balancing of karma in your life, okay? And certainly you're, like I said, you're a very good person. You know, there's no negative things in your life. This is a balancing, and you had to lose these babies to enhance your sense of compassion and nurturing for the people around you. And in many ways, they portray you like a nurse, and not necessarily like a nurse at a doctor's office or an ER, but the nurse that is always there for other people. It's like you tend to show up in the right time at the right place for other people. And as painful and as horrible as what happened to you was, this was the catalyst for you to begin this section of your life. That's what this grandmother and these babies want you to know. And they are just fine. They're immortal living spirits. While their bodies may have ceased to function, their spirits, what I call their electromagnetic souls, are alive and well. Yeah. And that's what they want you to know. And if anyone can help you make sense of this, it's Dr. Pat. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Pat.
Thank you. I want to thank you, first of all, for calling in, Denise. And let me tell you why. For every caller that calls in about a subject or this particular subject, I will tell you, I've learned this in 20 years. There are 10,000 out there wanting to hear what you have to say. And they are people that are in that level of, and let me just call it, I'm going to call it multidimensional pain. So this is a term I use in my work, and I don't have enough time to explain it in this show, but multidimensional pain, you know, what that means is it's multi-generational, multiple lives, right? And multiple layers of who we are. And Mark said it. You know, we're talking about something. Can I give you my perspective on it? Because you ask why. Sure. Why has been the toughest question for me in my life. It really is. And so when I understood, when I look back in my life, why did my mother drink and use drugs when she was carrying me as a child? Why did she do that? So I stopped doing that. But I want to tell you the why. Sometimes when souls come through, they look for love. Mark can explain this better, but this is my human me talking to you. Souls look for love. Okay. You're a love magnet. Now, that doesn't mean that anything happened or anything went wrong. My sense of this is they got fulfilled. Sometimes it isn't about us, you see? So if you can hold that perspective, that for whatever time they were with you, they were overflowing. Do you see what I'm trying to say to you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But I want you to take this with you. Love is infinite. It has no dimensionality. It has no time. It has no essence of anything man made. I want you to hold on to love. And you won't be able to do that if you hold on to guilt and shame. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Please try to do this. I know that we only have a few minutes, and you know, sometimes I make it sound like it's so easy to do this. I just want to give you the message. In moments of despair, just hold on to love. Hold on to love.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Denise, thank you so much. Mark, how about we take a very short break? Really short. Okay, one more thing. Go ahead.
Really quick, Denise. Both the spirits of these children said they wanted to experience your love one more time. Now, look, I'm an evidential medium, which means I have to bring forth pieces of information which can be verified, like the identity of your grandmother, your father's mother that came through, and how she died and how old she was and her appearance. And I don't do these, oh, these spirits were with you in another lifetime, but this time I'm making an exception to my rule. You and these two children had been in this world before, and they wanted to experience your love one more time. And, you know, there was the hormonal situation that caused that. That was the technical cause of their passing. But the thing is, the sense that I'm getting from them, because the white light that I'm seeing with them and the bands of gold that are feeding through it means they're on this high frequency. This was, I don't want to say a karma, but it was an experience they had to go through. And now they are in the heaven dimension and they don't have to come back to this world again. And you know, obviously we could have gone to break, but I have to tell you that.
Thank you, Mark.
I had to tell you that.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you so much.
Many blessings to you.
God bless
you. Thank you. So much love. Sierra, let's take a short break if we could, and then when we come back, we'll go right to the phones.
Are you ready to create your marvelous life? As women, we can feel the pressure to make sure everyone else is okay before we take care of ourselves. That needs to stop. Hi, I'm spiritual coach Lori Jonas, and I'm empowering women to unleash their authentic selves and live marvelously. It's time to get clear on what you want in life. Check out my blog, coaching packages, manifestation journal, my book, The 5 L's of Living Marvelously, and more on my website, livingmarvelously.com.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the psychic explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Psychic and the Doc. Before we hit the phones again, Mark, please give people an update on what you're doing. I know you just finished a couple of events, but you've got more things going on. Would you give us some info on that?
Oh, I've got a lot coming up. And if people go to my website, which is afterlifefrequency.com, just like my book, The Afterlife Frequency, go to the calendar of events, because Tantor Media, who handles the audio version of my book, Never Letting Go, They're doing a holiday special. And so on the audiobook, you can get 75% off on the audiobook just through through New Year's. So this is a gift you can give to people, and it may be a gift you want to give to yourself. And Never Letting Go is my first book. And it is a guide on the journey through grief, and it's recommended by hospices and grief counselors worldwide. Also, you can find my other books as well at theafterlifefrequency.com. Plus, in 2024, I got a lot of events coming up. And if you sign up for the newsletter, you can find out about those. And we had Suzanne Ross on the show a couple weeks ago, and she's the host of the Sedona Ascension Retreat, which is going to be in March. And I'm going to be one of the keynote speakers at the Sedona Ascension Retreat. And if you haven't been to Sedona, Arizona, you are missing out on one of the most beautiful places on planet Earth. And that's just one of many things coming up that you can find out about at afterlifefrequency.com. Dr. Pat, what do you say we go back to the phones?
Do it. I love it.
Up next, we have Sharon from Canada. Sharon from Canada, you are live.
Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
I haven't really got a question.
Okay. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I've got my earbuds in. Can you hear me?
Earbuds are a little tough. Is there any way, are you on a cell phone or what are you on?
I'm on a cell phone. Yeah. What would you like me to do?
Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
Unplug the earbuds unplug the earbuds so that Mark needs to get your frequency really clearly. That's why. Into the
just
phone.
On the iPhone or the speaker then?
iPhone is fine. Just right on the phone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, much boy. Better. There we go. Oh, yeah. There we go. Now we're cooking with fire. Okay, how can we help you? Try it again.
Okay, so it's been a very hard year for our family because we had a family member pass away.
Take your time.
And I guess my question is,
do you want me to try to connect with him? I think that may be what we should do. Is that okay? Yes. Okay. You got to realize that when I open up to frequency, spirits are going to come forward. They're going to be connected to you in many ways, and we may be getting more than one person associated with you coming through. And sometimes the person you want to hear from the most may not be the first one in. Okay. Other people that you know may come through first, and there's nothing unusual about that. But I'm getting a male energy coming through. And what I'm getting with him is when I feel a massive impact sensation to my head, and I'm also feeling very dizzy and disoriented. So something was going on with this, this man prior to his passing. I'm getting a dizzy disorientation, and then I'm getting this massive impact. The dizzy disorientation could mean something like drugs or alcohol that was affecting his mental focus or clarity, but it could also be some type of illness. Like sometimes people that have heart attacks or strokes, I get that sensation as well. And so that is hitting, and the impact sensation means that this was abrupt, unexpected. And basically, this literally hit him like a ton of bricks. Now, he was very clean cut looking, not long hair, not short hair, just, you know, kind of like mine, sort of in between. He had a great complexion. He seems younger. And by younger, I'm trying to get a fix on his age, because a lot of times when they connect with me, the way I see them is like a memory, you know, a memory. But to me, he looks like he could have been early 20s. So that could mean late teens up to like 30. But I'm looking that he was right around his early 20s. But boy, I get this happen so quick. And I feel like I'm moving really, really fast and then just stopping. So that could mean a couple different things. That could mean maybe this was some type of accident where he was in motion, or this could be the way he's saying, like, he was going right along in life and then this took him down very quickly. Does any of this make sense to you?
Some of it does.
All right. Explain to us. I'll take the cuffs off, because obviously you're in the throes of grief, and one of these mini readings may not be really the best venue for you, because I really need more time to spend with you. Tell me who this is and how he passed, and then we can get a message from him.
It's my grandchild.
Okay.
And he committed suicide.
Okay. And so that would be going very fastly and then stopping abruptly. Okay. The dizzy disorientation would be consistent with whatever thought processes were going on with him prior to passing, and the impact to the head. Normally when I do readings, I give explanation that can mean head trauma, stroke, aneurysm, or a quick passing. Okay. How old was he?
17.
Okay. Remember I said he could be, he looked like he was around 20, which could mean late teens up to 30, the way I'm seeing. We have your grandson here. Okay. So, he's switching tracks and I'm smelling candles. You know how when you walk into some churches and you smell candles, and he's showing candles and candle wax. Now, I know a lot of people burn candles as a commemorative, but candles could mean something else to you. And when a piece of information comes up, make sure that you think globally. It may not just apply to your grandchild. It could apply to you in some other way. Go ahead. Candles. How do candles make sense?
I'm not sure what you mean.
All right. If I say candles, what immediately comes to mind for you?
Nothing really.
Okay. Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
I want to piggyback on what Mark said. This is a difficult. May I ask you how long ago this happened? And it was your granddaughter. Is that correct?
No, it's my grandson.
That's what I wanted to know. I heard the word daughter, so I am not sure who that is, Mark. But how long ago did this happen for you?
It was earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. This is hard on you, isn't it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Very.
And you're coming up. I'm sorry. I keep getting the candles. Do you belong to any type of church or at his service? Did they light candles? I mean, this spirit will not let me go with candles. I'm sorry, candles. Dr. Pat. I don't mean to interrupt.
But he's no, like, but I helped on goes, the, candle the candles thing too.
He keeps saying she's not getting it. There's the candles. What do you guys do with candles? Go ahead.
There was a bunch of his friends got together on his birthday and sent some, I don't know what they're called, but they were candles. Yes, they were.
There we go.
Yeah.
When was his birthday?
You know, they let the candle lights up into the sky or something. I can't remember what they're called.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We know what they are. Yeah, they're candles. Okay.
Yeah.
Great,
when
great.
Was his birthday?
It was the 9th of October.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything, any significance to, he said, he's talking to you and he said, have a piece of cherry pie. Have a piece of cherry pie. Now, cherries can mean a lot of things. It could be a name close to cherry. He could be like a Jerry or a Gary or a Barry, or there could be somebody connected to you with a name like Jerry or Jerry. But normally when I get cherries, that's one of my triggers for the month of February. And that could indicate significant births, deaths, anniversaries, or events, which could be connected to him, to you, or someone close to either of you within the month of February. Anything there makes sense.
That, Yes, that's when he died.
There you go.
There we go. So that is why he's bringing up February. Now, he's not being flippant when he says that. He said, have a piece of cherry pie. All right. It's hard not to like cherry pie, but some people probably don't. Cherry pie. Does that mean anything to you or someone close to you in any way? And don't overthink it. Go like cherry pie.
His mom, my daughter, made the best cherry pie I've ever tasted.
There you go.
So now we know we got him. Okay. And he felt for him that time was running out. Now, that's an unusual thing for a 17-year-old from our perspective, but not for his, because he's holding up what looks like an hourglass, and he said that, I felt that my time was running out. He said, I felt a sense of urgency. I felt like I was being stalked. I felt like something was watching me. I was always in a perpetual state of fear. I don't think there was somebody necessarily stalking him based on what he's telling me. And then I'll turn you back over to Dr. Pat. But and please take this, the way he's transmitting it. It goes without saying, and Dr. Pat, you can, underscore this, that people who resort to suicide are depressed. But with him, there was an added component of fear and paranoia. And there was something going on with him psychologically. It could be organic or it could have been artificially induced that was increasing his fear and his paranoia to the point that he felt that he had to escape no matter what. Ergo, he felt his time was running out. Now, as a spirit, he's free of all that, and he's apologizing to you, to his mother, and if he has a sister, he's talking about a sister. He wants to apologize to everyone for this because he said, I'm free of that now. But when I was there, he said, I was trapped and I felt that my time was running out. Okay, that's his message, Dr. Pat.
I want to ask you how you relate to that. Did you get a sense of urgency that time was running out?
Not really. I hadn't seen him for months, so I don't know how he was feeling. I would like to know.
I think you're being told, and I think this is the message. I mean, this is somebody, Mark, I forget exactly how you phrased it, but the spirit's free now. Yeah. You know, look, my mom committed suicide. And so, you know, those of us that go through this with, you know, we wonder and we wonder and we wonder until one day we realize it is just the way. It's somebody's way. It's somebody else's time for whatever reason. And we may never know, but the cherry pie message sounds like he's doing pretty good to me.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe you need to taste your daughter's cherry pie. Maybe you and your daughter need to make that pie now.
Do that at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. Wow.
Thank you. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, Sierra.
Up next, we have Donna May from Wisconsin. Donna May, you are live.
Hi, Donna May. How are you?
Up next, we have Donna May.
Okay, turn your radio off, Donna May, please, because we're getting your radio coming through. I just heard Sierra's voice right there. Did you hear that, Mark?
That's a delay.
Donna May, can you turn your radio off or your computer speakers off or what? However you're watching. Are you there, Donna May?
Yes.
Okay, good. Did you turn everything off now? How can we help you?
Hello?
How can we help you? Hi. You're live. You're live on Psychic and the Dot.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ground control to Donna May.
Donna May, how can we help you?
Can you hear me?
Let's, Sierra, let's put Donna Mae on hold till we figure that out, okay? Please do that. Donna Mae, we'll get right back to you until we can figure out. Can you hear me now? What's that? That's like a commercial. Mark, let's take a minute and just chat while we're waiting. This time of year, I don't know. I don't know who you are. It doesn't matter. This is the time where we really reflect. We reflect. And there are a lot of things that Mark and I could say to you, and Mark's already said it like over and over again so far. But it is the time of year, and I started out by talking about respect. And I wanted to say this to y'all. This is the year where we pour ourselves out for others and others and others. And we have to respect ourselves enough to put ourselves at the top of the top of the list, Mark. And it's so easy for me to sit here and say it, and it's not always the easiest thing to do. It's a dancing routine. It's a balancing act. You know, it's oil and vinegar sometimes, but you have to try to find those moments where you can just be you. Right, Mark? Especially as we move forward into the holiday. You know, I'm getting on a plane Saturday. Linda's coming back. We're going back to Seattle. You know, it's going to be a different environment for me. I'm probably going to work less because I don't get up at 5 o'clock Eastern time and work till 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, right? So there'll be an adjustment. But I've thought about this. What are Linda and I going to do to treat ourselves, to take care of ourselves better? And Mark, you work with people, you give them this message all the time. What do you want to say to folks to help them with this? Because you've got to respect yourself enough to know you are worthy.
I don't think I could put it any better than you just did. I run into so many people, but I cross paths with so many people who, whether they realize it or not, don't feel they're worthy. They don't feel they're worthy of respect. They don't feel they're worthy to be in a good relationship. They don't feel they're worthy not to feel guilty. And I think one of the gifts you can give to yourself is take a half hour, 20 minutes. You know, yeah, meditation's great, but go somewhere where you can be by yourself and experience either the sounds of nature or just silence. Just give yourself a chance to recharge and get away from all the frenetic energy. And I always recommend nature. And yes, in a lot of places around the country, around the world right now, it's cold. But, you know, taking a walk through a park or some woods or a forest when it's cold, or sitting by yourself, maybe by in front of a fire, and just allow yourself to recharge and tell yourself, I am good enough. I am confident. I am worthy. I love myself. And loving yourself is not the same as narcissism. You know, people with low self-esteem tend to look at people with a lot of self-confidence as being arrogant and prideful. But that says more about them because they have such low self-esteem and such a low opinion of themselves that they get hostile towards people who look like they're at ease in public or in social settings. So when you start feeling, oh, that person's a narcissist, that person, forget about that. Focus on yourself. Tell yourself, I am worthy. That's my advice. Yeah.
I agree. And I want to just give you all something else too. One of the things I've looked at, and I have a friend that is very, very busy, got a lot going on, and today took herself for a facial. And, you know, many people will look at that and say, oh, you got to be kidding me. I mean, there's like a million things she's supposed to do, da, 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 like that story. Well, guess what? No, she's got to go get a facial so she can rejuvenate herself. Now, I'm not saying everybody go get a facial, but there's some, I have to go. I honestly felt tonight, Mark, okay, this didn't happen, but it was almost going to happen. I figured out how to get ready to go to my ping pong place, my table, New Jersey. By the way, I play when I'm in Jersey at the New Jersey Table Tennis Club. This is a club I played at in 1972. It's right there. And I figured out how to do it. I figured out, okay, Linda, we're going to do this. I'm going to get dressed and I'm going to take my computer. I'm going to go and I'm going to go in the back room. And okay, so what? Sometimes the best plans have an alternative. And the alternative was, that wasn't for me to do tonight. Why? Too hectic, too busy, getting on a plane. My best friend Linda needs some help with. Sometimes you have to know how to adjust mid-course. This is the message for today. You know, Sagittariuses are called impulsive. They're called a lot of things. And I was just taking a look at my solar return. But the one thing that happens, right, is we're really adaptable. So the message for you, whether you're a Sagittarius or not, please be a little bit more adaptable. Go with the flow more, right, Mark? Because if we don't go with the flow, this will be stressmas.
Yes, it will. It will be stressmas. And this time of year, you know, life is hard enough as it is, but Christmas all too often, or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you want to celebrate, solstice, reminds us who we are not, what we don't have, who we've lost. And it's real easy to get compounded in the negativity. And like Dr. Pat said, tell yourself, I am not worthy. Give yourself the gift. You are worthy. Live life. Explore. That's the theme of the show tonight. Yeah. That's what Sagittarians may be impulsive, but sometimes impulsive, that spontaneity, that joie de vivre, grabbing a hold of life, having that piece of cherry pie that you're not supposed to, that makes all the difference.
And you know, I am craving for something like that. And just right now. So thank you for that. Mark, thank you so much for the show tonight. One more time, please tell folks, this is the time of year. Please don't take this journey alone. Please, whatever you do, if whether you call Mark, work with Mark, or work with, go to a friend, do something, please. It's been a tough 4 years. We've been alone a lot. We have to break that pattern of aloneness. We really do. If you can get out to a community center, but Mark, you have made yourself available this holiday season. How do people book time with you?
Please visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com. You can find out about readings, special holiday special on the audiobook, Never Letting Go. And also, every Monday through Friday, there is the Dr. Pat Show. And you can call in and talk to Dr. Pat, because let me tell you, I've known Dr. Pat a long time and I've seen her literally talk people off the ledge. So the psychic and the doc this holiday season, we're on the clock. All right. And we will be back next week for the winter solstice. So everyone that didn't get a chance to call in tonight, call in next week. We will be here. Thank you. God bless you. And everyone, pray for peace. The world needs prayers for peace.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. See you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems, yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers. and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.